Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here.
Let's go.
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
I don't want to alarm anyone, but I think I'm feeling the slightest scratchiness tickle in my throat, which means I'll be full on P pneumonia by the end of the weekend.
Oh, man.
At death's door. Maybe I just need a lozenge.
Or
got dry throat.
Or it could just be a lozenge.
Yeah,
hopefully.
It's so damn dark in here.
But Rob cut the TV lights off.
Do you want a Ricola?
Mm-hmm. Ricola.
It's the honey lemon one too.
You have an extra spare. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Little Florence Nightingale over there. Florence Nightingale. So Share Funny is sponsored by Paul Davis Restoration.
Thank you.
So, you know, oops. We really appreciate the Paul Davis Restoration. They was the only ones that believed in us when we started. So now I got a Ricola working when I'm talking to millions of, not listeners, but screaming, rabid fans, fanatics. And Rob, with his back problem, every time he walks in here, he looks like he's walking in front of someone taking a picture.
Yeah.
He's trying not to get in the picture.
He's just shuffling around.
Every day I'm shuffling.
Oh, God. Yeah. It's so funny.
So sorry. And he's ducking down like, I'm not trying to get in the picture.
Cripple.
Are you stretching and stuff, Rob?
Yeah, every once in a while.
Okay. Don't want to overdo it. I mean, once your back gets locked in that one position, you don't really want to mess with it and try to get it out of that.
No.
I don't want to overstretch.
Did the doctor give you stretching exercises to do?
No, just pills.
Mm. Yeah. So put them, you know, kind of far away from you and you have to stretch to get them. put them on the opposite nightstand.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I'm doing my stretches to get my pills.
Something tells me you're not going to overdo it.
Right.
I don't know. You don't think Rob looks like he'd be into yoga or Pilates?
No.
Pilates. I want to do Pilates. I want to try Pilates.
Well, let Rob take you to hot yoga with him first. And then
let's do it, Rob. That would be great.
I bet Rob's more flexible than you are.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
Mm. Well, not right now, for sure.
No, not ever.
At the moment, but yeah, this is not a fair comparison.
I used to be a cheerleader.
Oh, that's right.
Me too. No, I'm just kidding.
But, I mean, that was middle school, right?
No.
Are you the same size?
Yes.
Yeah.
You were 14 at the time?
No, I wasn't in middle school. I was in high school.
Oh, okay.
Be aggressive. Be aggressive.
So you were, like, you were 21?
A-G-G-R-E-S-S-I-V-E.
Yeah, I was 21 in high school.
Dummy.
He's just such a jerk.
But was it high school or middle school where they said that they said you were the white cheerleader?
High school. Like, whatever, guys.
Yeah, she thinks she's something, that white girl. Mm-hmm. That one white cheerleader.
My own people didn't love me.
You were rejected.
Yeah, I was rejected.
I thought it was the African-American students that called you white.
No, it was... No,
it was Hispanic people, too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they said that the way I spoke, too, I sounded like I was white.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody in California, like all the... Well, not in California, but where I lived, it was all Hispanic first generation, so they all had heavy accents.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't, so...
Yeah. Now, there's a difference in a Mexican accent and a Salvadorian accent, mm-hmm. I'm sure.
Yeah.
Because I can tell the difference in a Mexican accent and a Cuban accent, for example. Because
mm-hmm.
Cubans don't call each other fool as much.
Yeah.
Papi.
That's the way to tell. Fool.
Yeah, that's what's the way fool? To tell.
You going to the store, fool? I'm not going, fool. You going, fool?
Fool is more of a Mexican thing as opposed to Cuban.
Yeah, it's the number 5 on the menu. I'll have the number 5, fool.
The number 5, fool.
Mm-hmm. With extra queso. Okay, well, we're not going to have a flexibility contest anytime soon with you and Rob then.
Listen, I think he'd give her a run for her money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Well, how much money?
Are you normally fairly flexible, Rob?
No.
No, I didn't think so.
Oh, no, you're
I
not.
I didn't think so.
You know that?
No. About as flexible as rebar.
Yeah. What made you think Rob was flexible, Riggins?
I don't know. I think, I don't think flexibility is tied to, I don't know. There are tall people that are very flexible. Ace is tall, but he's not. You're not flexible, right?
No.
There are short people who are not flexible. I don't know. I just think like that it's not, it would be. I'm really struggling here. They want to say Superman probably wasn't flexible.
But Alexis, can you stand with your legs, your knees locked, and bend over at the waist and put your palms on the floor?
I don't know.
That's usually a pretty good at test of how flexible somebody is.
Yeah, there's no
just
way.
As a quick.
I can't do that at all.
Oh, yeah. Like with ease. She just did it with mm-hmm. ease.
Oh. I can do it with my legs spread a little bit. I can't do it just with my ankles together or anything.
You hurting right now?
No.
Yeah, right.
No, I stretch all the time.
Yeah, right.
Stop.
You know, I'm, that song, Pretty Fly for a White Guy? I'm pretty flexible for a fat guy.
All right. Yeah, you're pretty flexible.
Give it to me, baby. Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Can you do it to yourself? You know what I'm saying?
No.
No.
Mm-mm.
You've tried, though?
No. Not today. That's my weight loss goal.
What are your goals? I want to suck my own. I'm like, okay, get out.
Oh, my God.
You just been into that Ricola?
Yeah, I just sucked on it until the layer of the outside wore off. And I didn't know that there was a menthol center to it.
I didn't either. It got very soft, and I bit into it. It like blew my effing head
I love
off.
It.
So it's honey.
Even though I like it, it surprised me. I wasn't expecting it.
Honey, but I don't ever picture Ricola as being like a Sucretz or a Halls.
Though. I'm into it.
But yeah,
I just wasn't expecting
it. It'll give you the Halls treatment by the end of it. Minty fresh, cool. But yeah, my throat's not scratchy and tickly anymore.
See?
Good, no pneumonia.
Uh-uh. Not yet, but who knows what the weekend has in store.
Heavens.
Ugh.
Heavens.
So earlier in the show, during one of the breaks, I casually mentioned, a relative of mine, and Riggins seemed to be taken aback by it.
But it's legit. He's not kidding.
I just, mentioned my cousin Beaver from Jonesboro, Louisiana. He was brother to cousin Danny that thought he was a cop.
That makes sense.
Pretended to be a cop.
Yeah.
Beaver.
You know Danny.
It's from good stock.
Mm-hmm.
Danny's the one that pulled over the high school girls basketball team.
Yeah. Now.
And pretended to be a cop.
Yeah, I swear I never knew where the nickname Beaver came. Well, I know where it came from, but I never knew his real name.
Really?
Yeah. And we were cousins. We were related by my grandfather's sister was Beaver's mom.
Beaver's
Aunt
mom.
Aunt Margaret.
Yeah, that's your great aunt.
Mm-hmm. Aunt Margaret. We weren't close, is what I'm saying. We weren't close. We were close in age.
Yeah.
So Aunt Margaret was young when she had Beaver.
Right.
Now, where did the name Beaver came from? Because he resembled a beaver.
Did he? Big teeth?
No. But the other physical features of a beaver, you know, flat tail. Really thick fur.
Yeah.
Oh. Fantastic swimmer.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, Cousin Beaver could swim like nobody's business.
Did you call him Cousin Beaver?
No. Just Beaver.
Beaver.
I'm not that redneck, Riggins.
Did you see Beaver? You didn't see Beaver that often, really, did you?
Yeah. I mean, anytime, I don't know, maybe once a month we would go visit Aunt Margaret for some reason.
All right, so it's more often than I thought then.
Yeah, there was another child that was related somehow or another, but Aunt Margaret ended up raising him.
Okay.
And he and Beaver were the same age. His name was Harold. And I specifically remember going out to visit Aunt Margaret one time, specifically to watch Beaver and Harold ride the hogs.
I remember you've talked about that before.
Mm-hmm. That was a pretty big deal.
Where do you ride them to?
Ride the hogs?
Yeah. Just around in the pen.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
You just it's like riding pigs?
As if they were riding a bull.
Mm-hmm. How? They could do it too, man. Like I was born on the back of a hog.
Do they put a saddle on it?
Mm-mm.
Bareback.
Yeah. Oh my God.
You just get
so
on
funny.
It and hang on.
What?
Yeah.
Get on and pray.
I want to try that.
I bet it's not legal anymore. Like, you can slaughter a hog, but you can't ride on it.
You can, like, abuse it.
Is that abusing it, putting a kid on the back of a hog?
Oh, it's just
abusing
kids.
The pig.
Yeah, it's not
adult. I would want to, like, a weight limit like they have on carnivals. Like, how tall are you? How heavy are you? That's abuse.
And how would they know how much each pig could handle? This one can only go up to 200 pounds.
Yeah, I think you got to make like an educated guess, estimate.
Well,
like 100 pounds.
Probably find that limit accidentally one day. You're like, well, we know the limit on this one.
Yeah, kill them. Squash them.
Mm-hmm. Squash them.
Or, no, I just think maybe like the pig couldn't hold it and like it goes down. Like, oh, I can't hold that much. And you're like, okay, but that's too much weight. I didn't mean it killed him.
Yeah, but.
Not what I meant.
That's what I thought. I just thought of a squished pig on the floor.
Yeah.
Now, have y'all not ever thought, wondered whether or not if you cooked it properly, a sea turtle would taste good?
Never.
It's never occurred to me.
A turtle? No.
Yeah, because a lot of people eat turtle.
Yeah.
Like turtle soup and stuff.
I never really think of random animals how they would taste.
About what?
I don't think about random animals how they would taste. This doesn't occur to me. I only think of the same one. I know you always have.
What the meat of a turtle? Yeah. I've never seen a turtle without its shell, but there can't be a lot of meat on there.
Is it chewy?
I don't know, but I would assume. I bet you can find a description of turtle meat.
I thought y'all had turtle soup in Louisiana.
Yeah, but I've never had it.
Never something I ever had.
Mm-mm.
You know that doesn't sound appealing.
Y'all eat everything, man.
Yeah, I don't think. I think turtles are cool looking and everything, but you see people pick them up all the time. I don't want to mess with turtles. I'll just leave them alone.
It can't be that good.
I don't want to eat them. I don't want to pick them up. I don't want to move them.
They're so cute. How can you look at that cute little head and then be like, oh.
They're not cute.
Yeah, I don't think they're cute.
I think turtles are so cute.
They're disgusting.
I think they're kind of cool
when
looking.
When they're like going to the beach and they're like going back into the water.
Oh, you're still talking about sea turtles. I'm talking about turtles in the woods.
Like box turtle.
Yeah. I've never bothered them, but I just don't like, oh, it's whatever, it's a turtle.
Leave but yeah, the turtles that they eat are those are snapping turtles, right?
Yeah, eat those, because those are mean. That's fine.
Yeah, they are.
If the animals are mean, then it's okay to eat them. If they're nice and sweet, don't eat them.
Mm-hmm. Same with insects and lizards and things like that. There are a bunch of those on the endangered species list. Like if you, I'm thinking that if you messed with a turtle egg up in the dunes or whatever, you would get more more of a legal sentence upon you than if you killed a human.
That's kind of crazy.
I know. It is.
They tell you not to touch. Well, you know, that's why a lot of people don't want tourists in Hawaii. Because there was this couple from Louisiana. They went there and there were signs all over. You're not supposed to touch this seal. It's an endangered species. Yeah. And sure enough, like the woman, they're on their honeymoon. This woman's just over there. Take my picture. And she posted it on Instagram. And they're like, Do it. I'm like, dummies. Tell me they're not from Louisiana. And they were.
Hey, that's just because we like to have fun. Yeah. Man. We're always out for a good time, no matter what.
They pander out and they're like 50s. Do not touch the seals. This one specific, and she's like,
and you know, her husband is like, hey, what are they going to do to us?
Yeah.
You got to give us a cease and desist first. Yeah. It's like a federal law.
This is the Share Funny podcast from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
I have heard so many people say, yeah, it doesn't bother me. Nobody can track my online activity because I'm always in the incognito mode. Incognito mode. Well, we're finding out now that it doesn't matter what modes you use or how many times you clear your browsing history, your internet service provider can still see every single website you've ever visited. And that's why even when we're at home, we never go online without using ExpressVPN.
And it doesn't matter who your internet service provider is. Internet service providers in the U.S. can legally sell your information to ad companies. ExpressVPN keeps all your information secure by encrypting 100% of your data with the most powerful encryption available, keeping you safe. Protect your online activity today with the VPN rated number one by Business Insider. Visit our exclusive link at expressvpn.com/ACETJ, and you can get an extra 3 months free on a 1 year package. That's expressvpn.com/ACETJ. ExpressVPN.com/ACETJ.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
Let's go. Man. It's rainy here. Mm-hmm. Misty, cloudy, all of that. And I'm going to get home, try to take me a good nap. And then my friend Mark is coming. And well, we're gonna cut up like a new pair of damn scissors. Now I ain't lying, we're gonna cut up like a new pair of scissors.
Oh, hell.
What's that, my favorite one of TJ? Is he gonna be messed up like a snake in a double blade lawnmower by the time it's over with?
That's right, man.
I gotta go to the dermatologist here in a little while.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, why? You have a weird thing on your body?
No, it's just paranoia. Oh. Because Amanda's dad died. You know, it started with skin cancer. And so I had this little spot right here on the side of my face. And I've had it checked before. And they're like, nope, it's not cancer, by a dermatologist. But I'm just kind of paranoid now. So it's like, I'm going to go back again and check it. I know what they're going to say. It's not anything, but I just wanted to hear the dermatologist say it again so I know that it's okay. Just because I'm just paranoid. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, one of those things. Because that's how it started. He had a little spot on his face, didn't take care of it, and it kind of got out of control. And so it's just like, even though they've told me twice before, it's not cancerous, I want somebody to say it again because it's been about 2 years.
Yeah. And I need to go to. I need one of those full body check things that they do at the dermatologist.
I've never.
And I also want to ask a professional if he or she finds it annoying when Eva Longoria calls them a derm for short.
Ugh.
I was talking to my derm, and my derm recommended that. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah, some of those. Whatever that commercial is, she does L'Oreal or Revlon or, you know, one of those brands that I'm guessing she doesn't really use.
She's talking to my derm.
She's still got
derm,
it, though.
My derm told me, yeah, she's beautiful. She's beautiful.
Crazy, though.
From what I understand, yeah. Remember she dated Jay-Z Shazay?
Yeah.
From the NSYNC?
I forgot all about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What a spicy couple.
I wonder what he's doing now. You see the rest of those NSYNCers doing things from here to there.
He's probably just kicking it with bajillions of dollars.
Oh.
Relaxing.
Yeah, he seems like the type that would describe his life as kicking it.
So I didn't watch this, but I caught up last night. There's the show called The Circle on Netflix that Amanda loves. And I guess at the beginning of this season, two of the Spice Girls, Scary Spice and Ginger Spice, whatever, I think were the two that are on there. And they weren't themselves. They were playing in this game. Sometimes they have people who are catfishing and play to be other people in the circle. And somehow it came out about their net worth. I don't know if Amanda looked it up or they said something about it on the show. But all of the Spice Girls, their net worth is over $40 million, at least, except for Mel B, who apparently has a net worth of like $6 million because of her divorce, that it just financially crushed her.
Mm. Well,
and that sucked with the same other people you did the same stuff with. They've all got like at least $40 million. Posh Spice has over $200 million. And then you're nowhere in that league.
I got ridiculed last night. Because I can still name all of the Spice Girls' real names and their Spice name.
Ooh,
yeah.
Oh, but can't most
50 something year old men do that?
Sure. First and last real name.
Well, there's Mel B. That's Scary Spice.
Right.
Mel C. was Sporty Spice. Emma was Baby Spice. Jerry Halliwell is Ginger Spice, and then Posh is Victoria Beckham.
Uh-huh. I think that's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would have missed Mel C.
See, that was which one was Mel C?
Sporty.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have gotten. I couldn't remember Sporty's real name.
Sporty,
because it came up. This is my friend Michael was talking about Ginger being married to some big wig guy in Formula One racing.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
She was hot.
Posh was my favorite.
Posh was still
back then.
Still hot. But
today, Scary is the hottest, I think,
now
to me. She got a baby for Eddie Murphy.
Oh, yeah. He's the team principal of the Red Bull Formula One team.
Yeah.
He's won 9 world championships in 2005.
You talking about Eddie Murphy?
No, I'm talking about that. Ginger Spice's husband.
Why are you so dumb?
Yeah, former Formula One driver.
Guess what?
Good. Eddie Murphy.
Yeah. I want to know what happened to my car.
Yeah.
Goes out there and puts bananas in those other race cars' tailpipes.
It's wacky shit going out there.
They can't. He's over there, like doing buckwheat.
That's a yeah. Good movie though. You never Beverly Hills Cop is still a good movie.
Yeah, sure is. Riggins and Alexis got into a heated exchange earlier in the regular old show because Alexis says she puts spinach on sandwiches. So we only argue about the deep things,
right,
you know, here with each other.
Yeah, but she caught an attitude about it.
I did not catch an attitude.
Yeah, you did.
You kind of.
But and there is growth in her that I saw during that whole thing. Because after a while, she finally said, why am I even arguing about this? I don't care whether you eat spinach on your salad or not.
Yeah, man.
And, you know, a lot of things that she goes to the mat arguing about are just, you know, not necessary to argue over.
Yeah, it's not. But it was fun. I mean, I enjoy it. But she was like, I'm done with this.
Because you made it seem like it was so unfathomable that spinach is a sandwich topping. And I'm like, they have it at sandwich counters as an option.
Yeah, but like, it's like rare.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I feel like it is. I it's not in the top 10 sandwich toppings.
I always get green peppers. You don't get green peppers either?
Are you talking about
green peppers or like bell peppers?
Yeah.
Okay, bell peppers. Ace, you like bell peppers on a sandwich.
I do spinach, cucumbers, peppercinis.
Cucumbers.
Okay, hang on. We're talking about like
a Subway.
What I get at Subway is different than if I'm making a sandwich.
I put cucumbers on my sandwich at home.
Yeah. I won't do it at home. If I go to Subway, I'll get bell peppers as a staple. But I consider that more of a, it's almost like a hoagie.
Mm-hmm.
Where you put more stuff on it. But if I'm making a sandwich at home, I don't usually put bell peppers.
I make the best home sandwiches.
Oh, you do? I had no doubt.
I do.
And I bet nobody else did either.
They don't. Not like mine. It's a home sandwich.
But
not with spinach.
But if you're going to Subway, you know, so you go to one side of the Subway and buy your, you know, your lottery tickets and cigarettes, and then you walk over to the other side of
the
Subway.
They're all in a gas station.
And you walk through the line telling them what to put on a sandwich. What meat are you getting?
Chicken bacon ranch.
Okay. And then what are the other toppings?
Then I'm going to get provolone cheese.
Yeah.
I'm going to get lettuce, green bell peppers, spinach, pepperoncinis, cucumbers, and ranch and chipotle sauce.
Okay.
And mayo.
Right. Saucy.
So any condiments?
Yeah. I just need a little bit.
And Dijon.
I need a little bit. I need it to be wet.
Mm-hmm. Three sauces. And toast.
Yeah.
Okay, so Riggins, that sounds odd to you, all of that stuff. Yeah,
it's dumb shit. That's stupid. I mean, we weren't even talking about like going. I get that they have those toppings, but they've also got buffalo sauce
and a lot of people like
pickled beets.
They do not have pickled beets. You're so dramatic. Shut up. I'm so over it.
Mm-hmm. Some people do that, but I wouldn't put like cranberries, like cranberry sauce. I wouldn't put that on a sandwich.
Pickles?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, pickles, lettuce, onion, all the usual suspects. No one's going to put spinach in the top, you know, 10 things they want on the sandwich.
What about bell peppers?
I would agree with that.
No.
Yeah. But Ace loves bell peppers.
Stuffed peppers.
He goes to Subway, he's going to get bell peppers on his sandwich.
Yeah, I'll get lettuce, tomato, bell peppers.
And if they have mushrooms, I'm putting mushrooms on my sandwich.
I don't want mushrooms.
Too.
Mushrooms.
Yeah.
Lettuce, tomato, bell peppers, some kind of oil.
Yeah.
And then no mayonnaise normally. A lot of mustard, like extra mustard, cheese, and probably turkey.
See, and that's the thing, Rob. That's why they don't need to charge us as much as they charge other people.
Yeah, I just want some meat and cheese.
Exactly. I'm meat, cheese, mayonnaise,
and
maybe pickles. If I'm in the mood.
Yeah, I'll do pickles.
Rob,
yeah.
You don't do sauce on it at all?
It varies. So, like, on a meatball sub, I want, like, you know, I want the sauce.
Right.
And then on, like, the sub that we get, that you told me about at the Publix.
Yeah.
I do get the oil and vinegar on that, but that's about one of the only ones that I would.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not too dry?
No.
Sounds dry as hell.
Man, I never have anything like a meatball sub. I should do that one day.
Oh, meatball
sub. But I'm always just trying to eat healthy when I go. Just get something light.
Mm-hmm. You trying to be like Jared?
Exactly.
Oh, well, before the scandal.
Yeah.
Before he had to go to penitentiary.
Yeah, not that Jared. Yeah, first Jared.
You got to go to penitentiary.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know at Chick-fil-A, they take money off if you take the pickles off.
They do?
And tomatoes if it's on there already. Yeah, they save you money if you get the stuff off of it.
How much food, how many different food things do you think would be good if they sold it by the weight? You know, like when you go to some, like at the grocery store and you get wings from the hot bar.
Yeah. You make a salad and they weigh it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like $500 too. You're like, oh, it's not gonna be so bad. And you go scan it. You're like, this salad costs $25.
Yeah, I'm gonna save a little money. I'm gonna grab some salad today at lunch at when I'm grocery shopping. The next thing I get up there, and it's like, this is an $11 salad.
And
what
you
the
can't
hell?
Take it back because you already have it in the box.
That's what I was gonna say. If they start charging by the weight at delis and stuff, you know, you'd have some jackass standing there going, oh, all right. Well, then take the lettuce off and let's see what what it is then. Nobody would ever get waited on.
No.
Yeah, Zaxby's just started selling their chicken by the pound.
Yeah.
Really?
Pound of chicken, pound of fries.
Oh, my God.
Well, four slices of Texas toast for $29.
I do love their Texas toast.
$29?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Zaxby's has never been cheap to begin with. Damn. But, you know, as much as chicken costs now.
A pound of chicken and a pound of fries for $29.
That's pretty good.
You know, how many tenders does that give you? How many in a pound? Like seven or eight?
It doesn't say. I'm looking at the picture. It looks like about at least 10.
Hmm. All right. So you're looking at the picture. Right?
The picture.
I'm looking at the picture of the chicken, a pound of chicken tenders.
This picture look real good. I'm going to Zaxby's when I get out of here.
Good enough to eat.
It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. ACETJ.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny Podcast.
Earlier this morning, we were talking about romantic music, and I realized that there's something that always sounds crass to me, but maybe it's not that bad, but just to me it sounds crass, which is when somebody refers to that type of music as baby making music. Alexis called it baby making music. I was like,
what did you call it?
Crass. Mm-hmm. I can't say what I call
exactly.
It.
Exactly.
I know, but I just said, I think I was, a little excessive on that, like, thinking that it was so crass. Mm-hmm. But it got me to think about other things that people use all the time, phraseology that they don't think anything about. They just will spit it out, and I always cringe when they say it because it sounds like calling a song a panty dropper. Doesn't that sound nasty? Isn't that just like, and women say that. Uh-huh. Oh, that's a panty dropper.
That's a panty dropper right
that's
there.
Ugly.
I know. It's like gross. Ooh, listen, that's R. Kelly used to put out some good panty droppers.
I'll give you one that's not dirty, but it always bothers me. I do not like the term wife beater. There he was, standing outside, and it's wife beater.
I say white beater.
It just always bothers me.
Yeah.
I don't like that. It's almost like it's not taking wife beating seriously or something. Right. I don't know why. And I've used the term because it's the way that type of t-shirt is now commonly described, and I don't like it.
Yeah, and I don't say it anymore. I used to describe that shirt as that, and now I don't. I call it a shirt or a tank, like an under tank. Because
what do you mean an A shirt?
I think that's the name of them, the actual style, is called them a shirt.
I thought you were using a, like, you didn't want to say the word ass or something.
Oh, no,
like
no,
that.
No.
They're like man think, bras.
Yeah, they are called a shirts. Yeah.
I didn't know that. I just learned something.
A man bra?
Yeah.
But it's an entire tank top.
But it's kind of like the equivalent of what a woman, because it's so you guys can not see your nip through your shirt, right?
No. Well, I've never worn one for them, but I have tiny nipples, so I don't.
What is the point of having them then?
I don't know.
I thought that's what
they were for. To keep your other shirt from, like, a lot of people don't want their outside shirt rubbing against them, or sometimes it's just to keep your chest warm, and it's easier to wear. Like, I have a hard time wearing a full T-shirt underneath the shirt because it bunches up. It just feels uncomfortable. But if I wanted to be a little bit warmer, which I never do, I would wear a tank top underneath it because it keeps your chest warmer, your trunk warmer.
I thought it was so that your nipples wouldn't show.
Maybe it is. Maybe it is. Ace, you have big nipples. You have to wear
an undershirt. Yeah, that's why I should wear one, yeah. I have worn it before, yes, too.
But it didn't have anything to do with your nipples showing or anything. You just wore it, right?
No, yeah.
Ace sometimes doesn't care about his nipples showing. He's just showing them nilly willy all over the place.
Yeah,
care.
When Ace has his shirt off, people are like, damn, we're in road construction.
You're like, ow, you poked my eye.
We're never going to get home in this road construction.
It's bad.
They look like the tornadoes from the Madonna video.
Yeah, football players weaving in and out of them. He got pylons.
Oh, my God.
Todd, too. Todd and Ace.
It's true.
Nipples on fleek all the time.
Is it on fleek a good thing, though?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's a good thing.
So right? Never mind. They're flexed up.
Why your nipples all flexed up?
Your nipples are real panty droppers.
You know it.
Check out the nipples on him.
Yeah.
Wow. He's got some hot nipples.
Yeah. A lot of women say that around the pool when they see me. Oh, yeah. Look at those nipples.
They're good. They're like, look at those baloney bits.
Yeah. They're fanning themselves.
Oh, my. So they're gross. Not huge. They're
just, that's why I said baloney bits.
Yeah, they're just erect.
Ew.
Baloney bits. Coming on out.
Your nipples are erect.
That's right.
Well, this is
like that.
But he trained them to be that way with ice cubes and sitting around watching TV. Just, you got to put in the work to keep a chronically erect nipple.
That's yeah. So gross. I'm over it.
So, Regans, if you're interested in a young lady and a song comes on and she goes, oh, this is a real panty dropper.
Yeah.
Would you think, or would you be like, oh, that's cool, she's a panty dropper.
I think it's kind of funny.
You do?
Yeah, it doesn't gross me
out. But that's not on repeat.
Yeah, it doesn't gross me out either. It's just crass.
Oh, it's definitely
sounds
crass.
Yeah. And baby making music is the same way.
Yeah.
It kind of, that's baby making music. Because you're really going to want to make a baby with that person.
Hell no.
That uses that phraseology.
Hell no. I'm not trying to make a baby with nobody.
Oh, you know what? You're right. You're going to make a great mom. Let's go. Let's go baby make.
Let's go.
No, I wouldn't be looking at it like that. It's just like,
Yeah.
I was just definitely like when my dad used to use this phrase all the time, I always thought it was disgusting. But it has nothing to do with a sexual thing at all.
Yeah.
But he would use, no, you're not going today. You already shot your wad yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who like,
ew.
Yeah, but
what it is it's a reference to when one is firing a musket.
Yeah.
Where you put the wadding in it and pack it down, and then you put the shots and then the gunpowder and all that. And once you shoot it, the wad comes out, and that means you've already shot. You got to load it back up again.
As long as I never have to see Alexis make that gesture she just made, again, which is one of the most graphic and gross things I've ever seen.
The moving of her arm and wrist.
Yeah,
was it that?
Using two hands.
Oh,
double fisted.
No.
Good Lord. Yeah.
That's what it is.
No, it's not what it is. He just TJ just said what it is.
Sounds like the same thing.
Like, as soon as she started laughing. So I
didn't. Yeah, and doing that gesture, was even listening to the explanation of where it comes from?
Anything TJ said about what it means.
You put the musket and then you put the wad in the musket and then you put some powder in there and then you shoot it and the wad comes out.
Then you blow your wad.
You shoot your wad.
You shoot your wad.
After it's been packed up for a while.
So blow your wad is worse, is what we're saying?
Well, it's just not the saying.
Okay. I've heard people say that one before.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Mm-hmm. Not a panty dropper, I'll tell you.
That's
that.
Not a panty dropper. Shooting your wad is not dropping my
But
panties.
Maybe it's because, you know, I admit this all the time, that I look at things, like I picture things in my mind, and I deal, whether I want to or not, I automatically deal with things as literal, you know, in the literal sense.
Yeah.
So I picture a song coming on and a woman's panties just falling on their own.
Yeah.
Like they're too big for her or whatever.
Like bloomers?
You need to get better fitting panties.
Bloomers. Yeah. No, they could be little too. Just they don't fit her when they just, for no reason, just automatically fall.
Hit the ground.
That's what I think about. Because I do. I need to ask a therapist about that sometime. Why I picture everything in the literal sense when I hear it. Like baby making music automatically takes me to picturing a couple at the point of fertilization.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Like I don't look at it as romantic and then they're dancing and then they end up, you know, making the sweet love. I picture the end. That part. Immediately.
Okay, another thing I can do without.
That's horrible.
Just like when a couple, and I've always talked about this, when a couple tells me the news that that they're going to have a baby, that she's pregnant, I automatically visualize the conception.
I do that too, that one, because I'm like, ew, you guys did it.
Yeah.
Oh, you did it?
You did it.
Oh my God!
Oh my God! You guys did it.
So it's the same thing with these other phrases that I hear. So once I learned the truth about the origin of "you've already shot your wad," that's what I picture now when somebody says that, as opposed to what I used to picture.
I get that it relieved you of that stress of, you know.
You picture the gun now,
And like George Washington and them out there shooting.
Hell yeah.
George Washington shooting his load. Ugh.
Wad.
Oh, wad. Sorry.
The way he said it is. Never mind.
This is how George Washington shot his load.
His loaded gun.
that ain't funny.
Share funny from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Hey, it's funny you'll share. The Ace and TJ family presents the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
All right. It's summer coming up, and you know, you ladies always talk about how stressful it is finding a swimsuit that you're going to look good in for the summer and all that. Well, you know, men need to look good too. They need to look good outside their swimsuit and inside the swimsuit, if you know what I'm saying. Don't need to have stuff hanging out of the bottom of their board shorts. So the Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 is the perfect thing to get your guy for the summer preparations. It has the, you know, of course, the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer with the skin-safe technology, you know, minimizing any discomfort at all. The Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, the Down There deodorant, the Reviver toner, and the Performance boxer briefs. And what could be the best thing that he's going to use would be that travel bag, holds all of the stuff. Now, my son came to me over the weekend in Nashville, and he said, "Dad, I noticed that you have several of these Manscaped shaving kit bags. Can I have one of them? Can you, if you get another one, can I have it?" And I said, "Why?" And he goes, "Well, I'm still using this one that mom got me, you know, for graduation. And it says adventure on it. And it's kind of, you know, not so cool looking."
Cool.
Yeah. So I ended up, I had an extra that I gave him. So he's all cool now. If you want to participate in getting your guy smooth, smooth as a pool with the pumps turned off.
Ooh.
Just made that up. How clever is that? Then go to AceTJ. I'm sorry. Go to manscaped.com and use the promo code AceTJ. That will get you 20% off and free shipping for the whole thing, the whole kit and caboodle of Manscaped goodies. Manscaped.com. Ace TJ as the promo code for 20% off and free shipping. Alexis just, and I mean, a lot of people would like this about her. I'm not saying this is necessarily a bad thing, but she always assumes that whatever an activity is, that she can do it better than anybody else, pretty much. Even if it's something ridiculous, like a minute ago, she asked Riggins, if we were starving on a deserted island, which one of us do you think would be better at, would kill an animal to eat it to survive? And then started arguing about who would be able to throw a spear better.
Yeah.
And she says that she would be able to out-spear you. Never thrown a spear before, have you?
No.
You just know that you could do it better than Riggins, or just better than pretty much anybody that
better,
you know?
Better than Riggins.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe she could. Like, I don't know. It's just like, don't say it.
I was like, I just feel like that. I'd be better at using a spear than you.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. then, you know, she brings me into this argument, and I'm like, shut up.
Yeah.
It's a dumb
argument. I just have
this.
A feeling.
And then she's like, watch this. And she like mimics the like the throwing uh-huh. of the
yeah,
spear.
The way she throws it is horrid.
Yeah, look, you can't watch this form of my pretending to throw a spear and think that I wouldn't be the best at it.
Exactly.
She mime like mimics throwing the spear, and then she looks at me like deadpan, and she goes, "Dinner is served." What are you talking about? Yeah.
Don't worry, I'll make sure you stay alive, Riggins.
So Riggins has this. It's called Mule Sauce.
Yeah,
and it's a hot sauce, and it says on it, "Hot sauce that kicks ass." Founded in Amsterdam, New York. Where'd you get this?
Alexis gave it to me.
Oh, she did.
Yeah.
When are you giving the rest of us what you brought us, Alexis?
I did bring you guys something.
What?
The coffee you're drinking.
Ooh. Oh, Regan's got that too.
He doesn't like it, so it's not for him.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay.
I don't drink the coffee. What'd you get me?
Rob, I got a punch in the face for you.
Because if somebody were to bring somebody else something and you didn't get one, you would be the first to protest.
No, those days are over.
Yeah. What about the rest of us who like hot sauce that kicks ass? Did you even think about us in that?
Ace doesn't like hot sauce that kicks ass. Rob doesn't like hot sauce that kicks ass.
Ace loves hot sauce.
Ace loves hot sauce.
Mm-hmm.
That kicks ass?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You like regular hot sauce, not the kind that kicks ass,
yeah.
Okay?
You're so boring. You don't like your hot sauce to kick ass. Yep. You may like hot sauce, but not the kind that kicks ass.
Didn't realize I got that had this. To be that specific. Yeah,
I got this. I got this shit in the art district. Yeah.
You don't seem
so
like
I know
the type.
It's good. Yeah. I know it's good.
Like Ace said, Ace loves hot sauce.
Yeah, Ace loves hot sauce.
He does. He does. I know Ace, and Ace loves hot sauce.
Good. All right. Well, there's more coming. There's
I'm
more
good.
Hot sauce
I don't,
coming.
I don't want your shit hot sauce.
Mm-mm. It's not mine.
I don't want it.
All right. That's fine.
I don't need the hot sauce that kicks ass.
Especially out of New York.
Yeah. It's bullshit hot sauce.
Mm-hmm.
From Amsterdam, New York.
Yeah. You say it's really hot, though.
Holy shit. Yeah. And I love hot. But that is so spicy. I don't even know what you can eat with that.
So it's a spicy hot.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's instant. There's no like takes
but
a second for it to get
it's
hot.
It's got a little sweetness to it. Usually the sweetness will delay the heat a little bit.
Yeah.
No,
it's, but it doesn't with this.
It's hot. And I put a dot on my hand. And it only ranked it like 3 out of 5 chili peppers, whatever that scale is.
I'm like, it's only 3 chili peppers spicy. Yeah, it's pretty
I did
spicy,
more than that.
But I'm a baby when it comes to spice, so.
You'll taste that. DJ's going to try it.
Yeah, it's hot.
It's hot.
Oh, it's hot.
I'm not coughing. I ain't make a face.
Oh, it's hot, though.
But I'm not crazy about that blend of, to me, it doesn't taste like a Louisiana or a Mexican hot sauce, which are the types that I like. Here, Ace, you want to try it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's hot.
Ace loves hot sauce.
Ace loves hot sauce.
Dab on my finger.
You can just wipe what's on the lid off.
Yeah, there we go.
Or on the top of the.
Oh,
yeah.
But Alexis almost passed out when she tried it. She's like, ugh.
I don't like it. I almost passed out when I ate those chips that you brought in. I thought they were not spicy, and then all of a sudden I died.
It's hot, but you're right. I'm not a huge fan of that sweet, that sweet hot taste.
Yeah. So what are you going to eat that on, Rick? As you said, you don't know what you would eat.
I mean, nothing now that you've rubbed your fingers all over the damn thing. No, I don't know. I really don't know what you would eat this with because it's so hot.
Yeah. So F you and your gift.
Thank you.
Thank you, but it's basically shit
but
to me.
It sucks.
That'll give you diarrhea.
Mm-hmm. I just had it.
Did you?
Yeah, that fast.
Just now?
Mm-hmm. But I don't think that's much hotter than Tapatio.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a lot hotter.
Maybe because I eat more Tapatio on stuff. Like, I'll eat more than a drop of it, so.
Put this hot sauce in her taco. Holy.
No thanks.
God, they're
sure.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.